Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Breakfast rolls. Jumpstart your morning. Anytime you want.
Here we are now, straight off the show, and we had a fun morning, didn't we?
We did have a fun morning, yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
We did kick it off with your young fella and giving him a lie detector test.
Yeah, I said, the time has come now, kids. We're coming up to Christmas time and Santa needs to know if you're naughty or nice or if you're telling the truth. So I did a polygraph test.
Yeah. He also does an amazing ketchup fart.
Oh my God, the best ever.
All right, here we go. Have a listen.
The other day, do you remember, Una, we were talking about the Santa's Grotto,
yep.
Which is putting in a lie detector to see if the boys and girls are naughty or nice.
Proper order.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic idea and you loved this idea.
Yep.
You loved it so much, you were like, I need one of them for my home. And lo and behold, I said to you that I know somebody who has one.
Mm-hmm.
And you took it home yesterday.
I took it home yesterday, yeah. So, and I used it and I recorded it.
Amazing.
Now.
So, what?
I just targeted this at my four-year-old boy twin. Because the girl twin doesn't tend to be naughty.
No, like she's a breeze.
Yeah, she's
absolute
a breeze.
That
yeah,
lunatic.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, yeah. Brother's lunatic.
He 100% takes after you, like. It's like, you know when he's been here. It's like, why? Because everything's been thrown onto the floor.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And this is actually, there's no crumbs everywhere because he licks it off the floor as
he
well.
He does.
So you hit him with a few questions.
I did.
Starting off with, obviously, is your name and this, that, and the other.
Yes.
Let's see how Jamie got on with the lie detector.
Is your name Jamie?
No.
Is your name Neymar?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Neymar.
Neymar. Did you eat your sister's chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you have two biscuits today?
No.
You did.
I did chocolate biscuits. It's only your fault.
It's my fault that you ate all the chocolate?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Did you get in trouble at school today?
No. Stop laughing. I didn't want to kick your phone.
You're going to kick my phone? You can't kick my phone.
I'm going to throw it in Hamden's house.
You're going to throw it into our neighbor's house?
Yes, and you're not going to have any phone.
Do you love your mama?
Yes.
Windy?
Yes.
Are you proud of it?
No.
It was a disgusting, Windy. It was so disgusting.
Yes.
I did disgusting, Windy.
Could you do ketchup, Windy? Could you do ketchup, Windy? Do another one.
Mama.
My God.
Look, he does tell lies, but I mean, he does great ketchup farts.
He does the best ketchup farts.
Best ketchup farts.
I would hear that one again. Here we go. Ten out of ten for wetness. Well, there you go. Now the lie detector just proves that they work and your son is a liar.
Yeah.
All right, what's his name again?
Neymar.
Neymar. All right, congratulations.
Next week it'll be messy. Yeah.
Just like your house.
Yeah.
Breakfast rolls. Ketchup farts for the win. Can you please do your one?
I don't know how he does it.
No, you put both hands up against your face. Like, I can't do it because of beard. No, up against your mouth. Like, cover your mouth. And push your hand up against your face.
Uh, I don't fart as good as my son does.
True story. All right. Here's our survey says from this morning.
So let's try and figure out what our survey's asking us to figure out this morning. 087-110-2107. Donal, what is it this morning?
Today we're asking, according to a study, on average people do this 8 times a day. What is it you do 8 times a day?
What are we doing 8 times a day?
Open the fridge.
That's a good guess.
It's like when you're making dinner and you go to the fridge, see what's in it, and then you close it, then you walk away, and then you go, maybe something's changed. Let me go check it again.
Yeah. Surely there's a treat hiding somewhere.
Yeah, it's not that now.
Do you have another guess in it? Oh, my, 8 times a day.
Oh, you don't.
I know. It's not. Okay.
It's not that now.
Okay. Mm. Guess is on 087-110-2107. Is to check your For You feed on TikTok to see are you part of Group 7?
Group 7?
Yeah. Are you not part of Group 7?
What's Group 7?
Well, I can't talk about it.
Oh, right. Like Fight not, Club. Yeah, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like, that's very Group 3 of you. So, if you, I can't talk about it and can't explain anymore, but if you
why'd you bring it up then?
Well, it's just to see, because people have been checking on their For You page to see, are they part of Group 7?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, no, I've not heard of that, and it's not that. No.
And maybe if you were part of it, you couldn't say if it wasn't it. Okay, that's maybe. Fine. All right, so great. Get your guesses in, 087-110-2107. The question is?
On average, people do this 8 times a day. What is it?
Flying through the show this morning, Donald, what are we asking?
Asking, according to a study, on average, people do this 8 times a day. What is it?
Actually, can I have another guess, if you don't mind?
Of course you can.
Kind of throw it out there. And I'm probably very guilty of this, because I'm very hungry for it at the moment. And that is checking, like, holiday apps and stuff like that for bargains. Ooh. Or kind of cheap city breaks. And
oh, yeah, out of season kind of thing.
Somewhere nice. And, you know, the apps know that you're doing it, because you might get an email saying, hey, we've just bumped you up to genius level 17 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that, but that is a good guess.
Hey, it's a great guess.
Yeah, it's a very good guess, Cooper. Well
Thanks
done.
Very much. Morning, guys.
Morning.
But the wet, cold, dark mornings and evenings, would it be yawning?
Yawning.
Oh, we're all guilty of that, yeah.
I definitely more.
Yeah. Could be, I was going to say, more than 8 times a day. Yeah, it's not the answer. Good guess, though.
Una would be listening to me. She'd be on at least 8 times per conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gone again now.
You just had that effect on me.
No, it's not the answer now.
You weirdo.
Morning, lads. What's the crack?
Larry!
Just an old Scally's Alley there, or whatever you're calling it nowadays.
Our survey says...
Is it punch your co-worker in the face?
Larry! My God.
Maybe once an hour, would you think it'd be about right?
All right, okay.
8 times a day. Fair play. Wow. He could be a boxer now. Maybe he works as a boxer. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, Larry, no. Right.
Is tell yourself you're going to go to bed early that night. Ooh. Even though you're not.
Did that last night, told myself I was going to go to bed early because I was absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
And, everybody went to bed before me and fell asleep on the couch, and then I woke up at 1 o'clock and I'm like, what the hell is going on in my life?
Oh, no.
At least you managed to get some sleep.
I did, yeah. Okay. Is that it?
No, it's not it.
We need the answer.
The answer is, on average, people do this 8 times a day. It's apologise to somebody, yeah.
8 times a day?
Yeah, whether you're just being polite and you say sorry or you actually
that's
do
just
something
being
wrong.
Irish, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's just yeah, being I think Irish, so. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, I just electrocuted myself in the microphone. Sorry, if it affected your ears while you were listening as well. Cool. That was good. All right, I think I like that. Sorry.
Yeah, I walked into a pole and said sorry before.
You said sorry to the pole?
Yeah. You said sorry to the pole?
Yeah.
I do that if I kick like a table or something. Inanimate objects. I apologise too as well. I agree.
Two of you are weird.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Are you
on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
The stakes are high for Rhyme It tomorrow because somebody's going to get tickets for Katy Perry.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I never said you could sing
the
a bit.
Song. I know, but I'm banned from singing on the radio. The boss has made that clear. So now I'm using this platform as my platform to sing.
I'm going to send him a message now.
Stop,
Ben.
You big snitch.
Hey, Ben, is Una led singing the podcast?
I kissed a girl. I liked it.
Let me know, thanks.
You absolute snitcher.
Hang on, hang on. Two ticks,
two ticks, yeah. Go on, what do you say? Make something up now.
He's replying, hang on. No, under no circumstances.
Lies!
Here is Joanne from Donegal having a go at Rhyme It.
Just a little bit.
We have a pair of Katy Perry tickets in there at the end of the week as well, if you'd like to win those.
Nice.
Playing this morning in Donegal. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks very much. You're a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
What class do you teach?
Teaching EAL, so the children with English as an additional language.
Fantastic. Do you want to give them a shout out to the school?
I will at the end, depending on my performance.
See how you get on. Do you play along at home or?
Yeah, every day in the car on the way up, yeah.
And how do you get on?
I do well, and then I was on a couple of months ago and I did shockingly.
Okay.
We hope we won't have a repeat performance, Joanne.
No.
Up your game, miss. Right?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Pull your socks up.
Up your game.
it was the word, and it wasn't me.
I know. I'm only joking.
Okay,
only joking.
Well, your word today is...
Which. W-H-I-C-H. Which. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're like, hello? Mm-hmm. You're 30 seconds, Joanne, to rhyme it. Which. Start now.
A short, sudden, jerking, or convulsive movement.
Which.
All was well, it went off without a what?
What was that?
All was well, it went off without a what?
I know what. Anyway, pass.
On country roads, be careful not to end up. If someone tells you... which blue alien does Lilo befriend in the recent Disney movie?
Lilo and Stitch.
At the festival, I found a great place to wat my tent.
Pitch.
I ran too fast and gave myself a...
Time's up.
Stitch.
Oh my. Hey, it's like 30 seconds. It's like it's either up or it's not. It's kind of like. you're saying four. Okay, what did you say for a country roads?
A ditch, was it?
You did say ditch. Did and if somebody it. Tells you they're what?
What was that, sorry?
If somebody tells you they're what did you say?
Snitch, you got them.
Okay, alright, so five is what you got. The one that you pass on was all was well, it went off without a.
Pitch.
Yeah. You knew it, but
that,
you just...
I tried it that fast, but anyway.
You couldn't get it out. But listen, come here, you got five. It's not the highest score of the week, but did you have fun? Did you come on and have the time of your life?
With what, sorry?
Did you come on and have the time of your life?
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Happy birthday to your mom. As well,
thank
by
you,
the way.
Thank
yeah.
you.
It's my mom's birthday on Friday. Up the Scorpios. Dangerous.
Yeah. I'll shout out to Miss Gilnoy anyway. So, Sheshi O'Neill up in Balbuffet.
Whoa!
On nice. The hills. Lovely chatting to you, Joanne. Come on again in a couple of months now.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. Woman.
Look after yourself. Thanks, Joanne. If you reckon you can come on and beat the high score this week and bag yourself the goodie bag and the contents of Uno's drawers, and we've just found in there, we had to peek, that there is tickets for Katy Perry in there. 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We mentioned this yesterday and we've got to have our best clothes on for our mystery guest on Monday, apparently.
Our best clothes on?
Yeah, so...
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
I don't have fancy clothes.
Well, we've been told to like wear nice things.
Like what? Like a ball gown or something?
Sure.
Do you know what? You want me to wear nice things? Well, then you give me the pay packet to go out and buy some nice things. Yeah?
How about that? Yeah, okay.
You can't just order me to wear.
I'm not.
Listen,
what?
I wear whatever I want.
You do
I'm
that.
A feminist. I'm not going to be told to wear something nice. What's you going to do? Slap my bum? Wear something nice, my eye. I'll be coming in my jeans and a top and my furry faux fur coats to keep me warm.
And that type of thing might give somebody the ick on a first date.
The ick?
See what I did there? Yeah. I just wanted to get into this bit.
Sorry, I was rambling. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Una's friend went on a date. How did the date go? I'm all ears.
Not great.
Oh, no. Oh, God. All right. Okay.
Okay, so my pal went on a date the other night with a guy she'd been chatting to on one of the apps. Hinge, I think.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And she seemed to be really into him. Like, she was talking about him quite a lot. But then they made up and...
Ooh.
She got a switcher against him. She took a massive switcher against him.
What do you mean a switcher?
An ick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because of his clothes.
Oh, what?
This sounds very superficial.
Yeah. Come on.
He was wearing the skinniest of the skinniest of the skinniest jeans and shoes with no socks.
Ooh. Oh, no.
And the jeans were up, turned up at the end. So super, super, super tight.
Turnips are for soup and Sunday roast.
Yeah. And so she couldn't. It's a no-go. She's not going to meet up with him again.
Oh, the poor lad. He thought he was making an effort now, but the skinny jeans and no socks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like the man has got a time machine in his back.
It makes her sound very superficial, but she's not. She's actually such a lovely girl. Like, she's got a great heart, but she just couldn't get past the jeans.
That's fair enough. Yeah. You know, there was a time that skinny jeans, you know, were a thing and no socks were a thing because people like to show off the tanned ankles.
I never liked it. And like, it's if you don't have tanned ankles, then you're just going to have to go and put tan on your ankles. Like, I embrace winter when, you know, tight season.
Yeah, but if you're doing tankles, yeah?
Tankles.
And then if you decide to then go and you go for a swim and you've just got this tan ring around your tankles, do you know what I mean? Because you're only tanning the areas that are exposed.
Well, a lot of women I know, and my friends, for example, only tan the areas that are exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're busy. Got busy lives.
So, like, if you've got a dress with, like, a circle back out of it, you'll just do that area there.
Yeah, I did that once. I forgot. I had a circle. I had a circle in the back. And I was like, the girls were like, you can't go out like that. Look at you. You're all tanned here, and then you're completely white the other side. Casper the Ghost. But anyway, this just got me thinking about, like, you know, what is an immediate ick when you go on a first date with someone that you just can't, you can't do it, you can't get past it.
Okay, we'll give away Katy Perry tickets with this.
Yes.
Yeah, alright. Give us your first date icks. 087-110-2107. Well, Una's friend went on a first date and she got the instant ick when her date turned up with what, Una?
Skinny, skinny, skinny jeans with the ends turned up and shoes with no socks.
A fashionista off of 2015. Alright, what are the things that are giving you the ick? 087-110-2107. Send us your voice notes.
For me, I think an ick situation will be on the first date is if they're constantly on the phone.
On the phone all the time. Put the phone away. You're on a date.
Yeah.
What are you doing swiping for more dates?
Vicky says when his fingernails are long. That's bad, yeah.
Well, if they're unkept, dirty and long, yeah.
Well, no. Just long fingernails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of fashionable at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. And lads are putting nail polish on now. It's very fashionable.
The nail polish is cool, but just not the long. I think a lot of musicians actually have one long, long, long nail. I think it's their thumb.
Oh, for using
or
it as a plectrum.
Their index finger. Yeah. For strumming, for plucking.
All right, again.
Hi, iRadio. This is Charlene from Moat. My daughter, Kaylee. Kaylee, what would be a nick on a first date?
It would be sandals and socks.
Sandals and socks.
With
tracksuit bottoms, and this is coming from Kaylee, that's 10.
Kaylee's 10 knows what's going on. I tell you what, sandals and socks and tracksuit bottoms, isn't it? It's a right turn on there, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. Not. You're dead right.
Trina, good morning.
Hi, Trina.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks very much. You can hear us loud and clear, yeah?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Excellent. What is the ick that turns you off?
Oh, my biggest ick is they always talk about their ex.
Oh my god.
That's just.
On the first date?
On a first date?
On a first date, yeah.
Go on.
So I'm in my 40s and they usually have kids or something like that and they always talk about their ex.
Oh god.
I just don't get it. They must not be over them.
Well, that's the way I look at it. So that's a write off straight away for me.
So you're like, jog on, buddy, orange flag straight away.
Exactly. But I hate the apps. I just think they're so fake. Like, I don't know.
You'd rather meet someone just naturally.
Yeah, in person. Because, number one, at least you know what they look like.
And you can see if they have skinny jeans on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know if they have skinny jeans on, exactly. And if they've tanned ankles.
On the tangles. I actually genuinely want to get my ankles tanned there today. I'm only messing. All right, well, listen, well, I continue to search for love. And thanks so much for coming on and sharing.
And we might host a singles night. Just saying.
There we go.
Yeah, coming up to. Yeah, you'll be there, Trina.
Oh, I'll be there for sure.
Trina be on the door taking names. She goes, how are you doing? What's your name there, love? All right, look after yourself. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
Bye, Trina.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let us know. 087-1102-107. Una's friend went on a first date and got the instant ick when the lad showed up. There he was. You could see all the shape of him because he was wearing skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans that were turned up slightly at the end and shoes with no socks.
Man must have been like strangling his ankles. Like the skinny jeans are tight enough, but then to turn it up to put more pressure.
Oh, yeah. So she won't be meeting him again.
And he, did he have the tanned ankles, the tankles?
I don't know. I didn't ask her if they were tanned or not, if they were like milk bottle or tanned.
Because like I'd have hairy enough legs, so like
That's lovely.
I'd be conscious if I was to wear skinny jeans and turned up and show me ankles. That
you do
to,
you, hon.
Would I have to shave the hair then?
No, don't you? No, you don't have to shave anything.
Let them stick.
Yeah, some women might find hairy ankles attractive. Although I doubt you've got the pasty ankles, do you?
Of course,
the pankles.
Yeah, the pankles.
With a couple of freckles.
There's a birthmark there. Do you want to make fun of that as well?
Birthmarks are beautiful. Listen, freckles are kisses from angels.
Do you ever feel like you go into work and just get gaslit from start to finish?
The ick on a first date would definitely be men in white jeans. No, if the man arrived in white jeans, it'd be a big fat no.
White jeans?
Yeah. From Jenna in Dundalk, from a happily married husband who does not own a pair of white jeans.
We're going to get him a pair of white jeans, just to turn you around on that one.
Yeah.
They start talking about marriage and babies and road frontage and that. On the first date, get out of there.
There you go now. Don't be bringing up marriage and babies and road frontage.
Well, not on the first date, obviously.
If you get onto the second date, maybe ask about road frontage. Amy's on the line. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you getting on today?
Yeah, not too bad.
So what is the thing that you don't like about first dates, the icks?
Well, I was on a first date, and rather than use his knife and fork, he used his hand to pretty much eat his whole dinner.
Back up.
Beep. What did he have for his dinner?
Don't tell me it was soup.
It was kind of just bits of meat, potatoes, there was vegetables, there was gravy on the potatoes, he put those into his mouth. It was awful. I felt sick.
I'm just trying to imagine. Was it mashed potatoes or was it just
No. It was, they were lumps of potatoes, like roast or something.
Oh, roast potatoes, yeah. Why would you pick that up with your hand? Like, would it not be easier to pick it up with a fork?
I don't know.
And did you say anything to him at the time? Were you just like, here, Groot? She used the knife and fork there either side of your plate there, mister.
No, I was too polite to say anything.
Was he a slurper? Like, was he slurping and making, like, sounds while he was eating with his hands?
No, I don't remember this. Years ago, I don't remember the slurp, but I just have the visual in my head of just the food, the hands, the licking the fingers.
Do you know, Amy, I think you missed out an absolute gem there, because he wasn't slurping, and that's one of the biggest icks. Like, you can teach a person to use a knife and fork. You can't teach somebody not to slurp.
And maybe he just appreciated food. Do you know what I mean? And was hungry. He was hungry. He just wanted to eat fast.
Do you know, it just sounds like you're very quick to judge.
Yeah. We're only joking.
Do you know what we're going to do? We are going to give you tickets to go and see Katy Perry in Malahide Castle next summer.
Thanks so much.
No problem, man. You never know. When you get there, you might kiss a girl and like it.
Hey, the ick paid off.
All mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I think my favourite part, never mind the show this morning, but my favourite part so far of the podcast is you going on a little rant a few minutes ago about being a feminist. I'm like, Jesus, I was only trying to get into the next bit.
Yeah, you're telling me to wear something nice on Monday.
Well, we got a mystery guest.
That is so...
And I've been told we're going to be filmed, so it's a forewarning. So
it's a forewarning?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, going to be filmed. So you're going to tell me to wear makeup next, I suppose, and wash my hair.
I would never say that to
you. Well, I'm on protesting now. I'll be coming in with greasy hair and no makeup and a pair of tracksuit bottoms. How about that?
Well, I'll be wearing my best black t-shirts.
Good for you.
Truth or trash this morning, we'd fun. What was that noise?
Your tum-tum.
That was yours.
Your bell-bell.
That was yours.
Was not.
My bell-bell.
Yeah.
What's that?
Your belly.
Oh.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't even say it was
a looter.
Truth or trash. Nearly didn't make it, it's fine. Truth attraction is always a little bit of fun. We have facts and we've got to try and fool each other, whether it's a true fact or a fake fact. We've got to believe in ourselves that it is a true fact. Donald, go for it. What have we got?
My fact, Lego bricks withstand compression better than concrete. It's very strong, Lego.
Lego bricks.
Very good for... Yeah, built in.
So you're saying it's stronger than concrete?
Yes.
Lego, the biggest manufacturer of tyres in the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There you
another
go.
Fun fact.
Fact in your face.
Is that true, that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice. At one stage. Maybe somebody else is making more tyres, I don't know. So what do you reckon, Una?
I'm saying trash.
You're saying trash?
Yeah.
So you reckon that if you stood on a piece of concrete, it'd be more painful than standing on a piece of Lego?
Oh, no, that's not the question.
No, can withstand... compression better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying true. Una's saying trash. Let's lock it in. Una's got a fantastic sound for her lock in. I love it. You ready for it? There you go. There's mine. All right.
It is true, yeah. An ordinary plastic Lego brick is able to support the weight of 375,000 other bricks before it fails, yeah.
I love Lego.
Stronger than concrete. We know you do. That's why I picked that fact.
Like, you know, each piece has got its own individual mould, okay? And apparently those moulds can only make so many kind of versions of that brick and they have to redo it. But the moulds cost mad money, like anything between 60 and 80,000 euro for each little mould.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's made out of mad
You're
stuff.
A Lego nerd.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why? No, that's a good
that's
thing.
Offensive.
It's not offensive.
Yeah, you can't call me a nerd.
No.
On the radio in front of everyone.
You called me a pervert yesterday.
You are a pervert.
I'm not. This is ridiculous. You call me a witch pervert.
Yeah, yeah. That's because you were hoping for a blood moon to do mad jokes. All right, okay. Brilliant. All right, okay. My fact this morning is, I did kind of mention this earlier on, we've been driven mad with everybody with 6-7-ing all over the place, left, right and centre. Mm. And we've had boomers trying to explain what it means and they don't even know. The more 6-7-ing that actually goes on, especially in schools, has driven teachers to actually ban the use of the numbers altogether. Well, step aside 6-7, a new number is in town. Well, half of it is anyway. Being a group 7 member means that you're cooler than everyone. 83% of people who let others know that they are group 7 members are lying and don't actually know what it means.
I'd never heard of group 7 until you mentioned it this morning.
That's a very group 3 thing to say.
Oh, you God. Said that then also, yeah.
Or maybe you are group 7 and you're just denying it.
Maybe. But I'm going to say true on this.
Okay.
Mostly because it baffles me, whatever the hell it is.
I'm just going to say trash because I don't know really what you said.
Said like a true boomer. Yeah, no, it is trash. I just made all of that up. But because I don't know. No, right. I don't know what it is. It's just everybody's talking about it and this is what the trend needs to happen. It was all part of a music video that came out.
Right.
And if your algorithm was right, you would get the 7th version of the music video.
Oh,
all
right. Right.
And then you're in like this cool club group and everybody's 7. Going around saying that they're all part of group 7. It's like, okay. 6-7, whatever.
Right, okay.
All right, Una, what have you got for us this morning?
Okay, so we know that there are thousands of frisky mites living on your face. Mm-hmm. So at nighttime, right, these mites, receptors, antenna thingies get messages from your breathing pattern to let them know you're asleep. So this lets them know that it's safe to come out. And it's at this time the male mites crawl out of your pores and look for a lady mite to get jiggy with and make baby mites with on your face while you're sleeping. Now, they lay eggs inside your hair follicles and oil glands and larvae hatch within 3 to 4 days. And these mites reach adulthood after 7 days. Yeah.
Do you know what one of those little guys said to the other little guy where they wanted to go on a date?
Might you something? Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's it.
I think this one's true. I don't know if they take that long to hatch.
But at least they're sound that they wait till you're asleep like they have, you know...
Yeah,
it's like having your girlfriend over to your house when you're living with your parents.
Yeah, so they wait till you're asleep. In fairness, something. You don't want to be awake when they're getting down and dirty on your face.
Yeah, they're not rude enough to do it while you're walking around. And yeah, I'm gonna say true. I don't think the lava take that long to hatch, but I'm going to say true.
I am going to say I don't want this to be a thing, so I'm going to wish that it is absolutely trash. So, because it's gross. So, Una, can you please reveal? I'm locking that in.
Okay, so it's a little from column A, a little from column B. There are hundreds and thousands of mice on your face, and they are getting jiggy on your face, but I don't know if they wait till you're asleep to do it. And they listen for a breathing pattern. So they might be doing it on your face right now. And it is true about they lay eggs inside your hair follicles and oil glands.
Yeah,
and the larvae hatch then within 3 to 4 days. Mm. And they reach adulthood after 7 days. But it's okay, Cooper. There's a thing. If you have a mite infestation on your face, there's stuff you can do about it. You know? It's called Demodex folliculorum. Folliculorum. Demodex folliculorum.
Are there mites on your face right now just doing the do?
Yeah.
Are they giving it socks? Are they making...
They're taking off their socks.
Oh, God.
At least I hope they are.
They probably don't have time. Oh, yeah. Miss the show?
Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Goodie bags galore given away today with people trying to impress us.
Bish, bosh, boom, there you go, all yours. Yeah.
Nice. It was fun, wasn't it?
It was great fun.
Yeah.
All right, pervert, good looking, thanks.
What? Oh my God.
He told me to wear something nice to work. Yeah, wear something nice. How'd your wife like to hear that? El Creepo over there, what? It's 2025. You can't talk to women like that. Oh, I'm going to pee my pants.
Good.
The look of scared, good. So scared on your face.
Good.
You look genuinely frightened.
Well, genuinely, every day you frighten the living daylights out of me.
Yes, yeah. I'm doing my job right then. Oh, okay, good. You big old misogynist. Oh, God, I have to do the news and I'm going to pee my pants.
Good. I'm going to hang on to your hair for as long as I can.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean by that?
Oh my God, what even is this?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to make you out to be a creep.
All he did was turn up and turn the microphone on.
I know, yeah, it's here easily done.
Anyway, this is give us your impressions.
We've got goodie bags galore coming out of our ears. No, we don't. They're very rare to get hold of. We've got the iRadio bottles, of water bottles are really nice, and the trolley token thing as well, which,
class.
Which is amazing. It's a lifesaver. Why am I telling you about this? Because there is a new movie that's coming out. You've probably seen trailers of it online, and it is Saipan. It's the story of the Irish football squad, and there's a Roy Keane in there, and there's a lad who's playing Roy Keane, Aina Hardwick, and his Roy Keane is absolutely incredible.
Banging.
Have a listen to him talking to, what's his name?
Steve Coogan,
who's playing
Mick McCarthy.
Mick McCarthy. He does a great Mick McCarthy.
I should have spoke up trying to meet
him. It's day one, Roy. Relax.
We don't have the kits, we don't have the drinks, we don't have the sun cream, we don't have footballs.
We're just doing drills. We can manage without that stuff.
Without footballs?
It'd be better if we had footballs.
It's actually starting to sound like a comedy. But
I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah, it got us thinking, though. We love a good impression. We love a good accent and everything like that. So what we'd like to do, we'd like to give you an iRadio exclusive goodie bag because we're looking for your impressions. I know, Una, you've got impressions up your sleeve. I can try one now if you want.
Go on.
My one.
Let me tell you, folks, Group 7, absolutely the best group. People are saying it. Everybody knows it. Other groups, total disasters, losers, perverts. We've got the brains, the looks, the vibes, tremendous vibes. Some say we're overpowered. I say we're just winners. Believe me.
There you go.
Brilliant.
That's my best Joe Biden I can do.
I just put my pants.
What? All right. 087-102-107. Have you got an impress us this morning with your impressions? What can you do? Have you got one, Luna? Have you got one now? Or do you want to
Mick McCarthy.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right. What have you got for us? 087-102-107. Go on, Mick. Go on. You can do it.
It'd be better if we had balls.
That's right, Mick. We were having a listen to Aina Hardwick doing his Roy Keane for the Saipan movie, which is... When is that, actually? It's coming out pretty soon.
January, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Very excited about it. Have a listen to him as Roy Keane.
I should have spoken up trying to meet.
It's day one, right? Relax.
We don't have the kits, we don't have the drinks, we don't have the sun cream, we don't have football.
All credit to you.
That is an epic impression of
Roy
Keane. No.
Oh, sorry.
No, no. Okay. Yours is all right.
Thanks very much. All credit to me. Right, so we're looking for your impressions. We want you to impress us this morning on 087-1102-107.
Yeah, Cooper, Una, I'm not fat, big bone. Yeah.
Cartman.
Love it.
Gigi Poops! Una does a great Beavis and Butthead.
Big bad hard hat. Beavis. Butthead.
Yeah. I mean, DB for my mouth. I am the great Cornholio.
This one is throwing shade at us.
This is Una when she gets confused during something. What?
That is you.
What?
Oh my god, it's so perfect.
Is that
you or them?
What?
Alright, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. We're giving you a chance to get a very exclusive iRadio goodie bag, Una.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for some impressions because Anna Hardwick's Roy Keane is just so good for the movie Saipan, which he is actually playing Roy Keane.
We don't have the kits, we don't have the drinks, we don't have the sun cream, we don't have footballs.
Very good, isn't it?
So good.
Roy Keane, serious man crush on that man.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd hate to hear that, wouldn't he?
He'd hate to hear that, yeah. Yeah.
I don't need no lad like you with a man crush to me, no. That was terrible. Yeah. Alright, so impress us with your impressions.
Morning, Cooper and Una.
Morning.
This is my impression of a skit from Derry Girls.
Derry Girls, brilliant, bring it on.
What are you talking about, Aaron? I'm talking about Step. Step? Oh, Mary, aye. She's really got into Step. And her teacher says she could really go all the way. All the way in Step. Ach, Mary, aye, all the way in Step.
Something tells
that
me.
Is brilliant.
That is very, very good. Something tells me that's your party piece.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's very, very good. It's going to be tough to contend with. All right, let's get another one.
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
Gingerbread Man.
Very good.
Shrek, that's excellent. Yes.
They're my two favourite that have come in. So what do we do? Do we put them in the car park and let them fight? Or do we...
Or do you have to send them both goodie bags?
We'll split a goodie bag.
Split a goodie bag. Ah, you miser.
All right, we'll give them both goodie bags. Are you
on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolled.
This is my favourite podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You nearly killed me today as well.
I nearly killed you. Why did I? Oh my God, because I sprayed. Listen to this. I have a spray that is to de-stress me, okay? It's an anti-stress spray and it's like essential oils and stuff, and I need it most mornings, okay? And it also smells really nice. Because the studio can be a little bit pongy sometimes. So I sprayed it, I spritzed it, and your man over there was like, what's going on? It's come back my throat. Oh no, I think I'm having an asthma attack. He was not having an asthma attack. He was just being precious because he didn't like the scent of my anti-stress spray. Is that true?
No.
It is. Don't.
It smells lovely. Yeah. It does smell really nice, but the amount of spray that went in literally did. I found it difficult to breathe.
Oh my God. You're lying there. You're nearly lying.
Kill me.
I did not nearly kill you.
You did.
You're so precious.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. The queen bee herself.
The queen bee.
They're going around killing all the lads.
I'm not killing all the lads. I just wanted to spray my nice essential oil spray. But listen, I have been warned. Never again. I won't bring it in anymore.
Well, I sent an email to HR and it's now banned from
the
studio.
I'm telling HR that you told me to wear something nice into work because you're a pervert.
I've already told them. And they said, good call. All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the show. And we can't wait for it. 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio.
Good luck.